This is Alex Hightower
and Lainey Mays.
And this is Do You Even Podcast, a podcast about everything you didn't know you wanted to know about podcasts. Do you even podcast?
Do you even podcast?
Hello.
It's happy February.
Insane. I know. This is a short month too, so it's going to go by like that.
Yeah. Crazy. Well, we're happy to be back. January, I came hot and heavy with Noah and so many pods that I want to talk about. This time, you know, ebb and flow. Listen to a few. But we have lots of recommendations for you. We will get into those, but we don't have a guest this month.
Yeah.
Because we have a little Easter egg for you, and we will reveal that later on, but it's a voice you know well, so I'm going to leave it at that. But we have a lot of fun things planned for you, including a bit that we haven't done in a while. So
a blast from the past, Lainey. Yeah. They better get ready.
No. But before we get into that, maybe we should talk about what we're listening to.
Yeah, that sounds good. Like you said, you know, I don't have a ton, but I think this episode is going to be filled with so many different recommendations. So don't worry. But this month, I've been doing a whole lot of like mental health podcasts and kind of like self-care podcasts. One that I've really fallen in love with is called The Daily Shine. And I actually listen to it almost every day, like every morning, which is nice in two ways. One, I'm listening to like something potty every single morning with some consistency. But also it's good because it's like a time I carve out for me. But the show, it is hosted or it's created really by two women of color. And they actually have like this larger company called Shine. And it's all about diversity and mental health and really making like intersectional. The actual company has a ton of stuff. They have an app too that has like meditations and therapists and like a larger community that you can connect with. But I really like the podcast, The Daily Shine, because it's pretty short. I think they're always under 15 minutes. And they always have this like warm, encouraging voice at the beginning. And it really like has a different sort of meditation each episode about like, I think they always start like, you've worked so hard to make it through the past year. Cause they're like, we need to acknowledge that first and foremost. And then it just focuses on whether it's like mindfulness or taking a second to like journal and reflect. Sometimes there are little activities. Regardless, I really, really like it. I think it's so good. And I've been doing a lot of that. And then I also listened to this interesting episode that's actually older from The Cut, because they made a podcast last year, I believe in 2020, and their episode Optimism was really good. And that came out August 19th. So go listen to that. It's really good. It's about like the ways we view optimism and kind of rethinking that entire concept.
Oh, I love that. I have been doing a lot of things that are like of the moment, I guess, meaning like when Amanda Gorman did the poem, I saw that she was on Trevor Noah's show, probably, but on the podcast, the audio was there, and that was really interesting. She's opening for the Super Bowl.
Casually.
Trevor was like, you know that like poetry and the Super Bowl don't really go together? That's like a big deal.
He's changing the game.
Right. And so that was really cool to listen to and just kind of get her take on like being so famous overnight, you know, like no one had heard of her really before. And then to wake up and like all your apps crash because you have so many followers. So that was fun. And also I love that poetry is making a comeback. Not that it's gone anywhere, but a pop culture comeback, I guess is what I mean. As you probably know, Cicely Tyson just passed away, and she's actually, I work on her book. She's one of our authors, and we got to see her at the ALA conference, which was really great, but I literally was at an event for her the day. I had no idea, and it was wild, but after learning about her passing, I was just kind of going around my app to look at different pods, and I saw that Bakari Sellers has a podcast, and he interviewed her, and I think, I don't know this for sure, but probably one of the last interviews she had done, and he had that on there, and it was, I think, really special, especially to get his reaction of, like, we're celebrating her life, and I have this audio that I just recorded with her, so that was really awesome to hear her take on writing a book after all these years. And also, we love Bakari Sellers.
I also recommend listening to the Daily's episode on the GameStop Rebellion, because I just found it interesting. Obviously, you know, always listening to the Daily for Mikey Mike's interviewing. But it was interesting to kind of take a step back and just have him explain it, as he always does. Dumbs it down for me. It was an interesting perspective. It was also funny, too. So I just recommend listening to it if you want to understand more about what happened, if you're a little foggy on the details. But also for a slight bit of humor that I didn't expect.
I love that you called him Mikey Mike.
I regret nothing.
I listened to it too, and I thought what was really interesting about it is they took the, like, okay, but that's what happened, but, like, why is this a big deal? Or, like, why should you care about it?
And, exactly.
And pulled in different thought leaders.
Perspectives, yeah.
It was interesting. Also on Spotify, I find that Spotify has a really good highlighting mechanism to, like, tell you, like, what to listen to in a way that, like, for what you're looking for, because they have a Black History section. And so I was just messing around in there and looking to see what came out, and I saw that NPR has, and I hope you haven't mentioned this, you might have, NPR has a new series called Louder Than a Riot.
Oh, I've seen it, but no, I haven't. I don't think I've mentioned
it. I haven't listened to it much. That's why I didn't make it my BYOP, because I just saw it. But it says rhyme and punishment go hand in hand in America. Louder Than a Riot reveals the interconnected rise of hip hop and mass incarceration. And so I just started the first episode, and it had to do with Parchman and Mississippi. So obviously that hit close to home, and I'm very excited to go back to it. But I think that's, I think for someone who maybe, like me, believes in jail reform and kind of understands that it's needed direly, to be able to have some kind of, like, points of, like, what, you know, like, what's going on instead of just saying it, I think that's fascinating. So I'm excited to educate myself a little.
I'm going to listen too. I heard it's really good. I saw it featured in a couple places.
NPR is on the pulse. And then, so I didn't talk about this last month, and I should have, but we, as everyone in corporate America, has been going through a lot of D&I training and, like, diversity and inclusion courses, which is great. Probably, you know, much needed. But in one of my trainings, again, I'm not giving any big secrets away because I feel like they get paid for this, but we were told, you know, one thing you can really do is put the onus on yourself and, like, make sure you're staying edified and, like, learning on your own. And they were like, one good example is to, and they said the magic words, like, find a podcast about D&I and, like, make time for it every month. And I was like, that's a really good idea. So, like, one of my goals has been to, like, listen to more diversity and inclusion related things. And that can be interpreted in many ways. But one podcast that I found that is, like, specifically about that is called Dirty Diversity. And the host is Dr. Janice Gassum. And she's a D&I consultant. She's also an author and has, like, 10 other monitors. So she's very accomplished. But in her podcast, she, like, takes different topics and breaks it down. And so I've been learning a lot of things that, you know, I might not have thought about or I might not have understood. So that's been really a welcome change, I think. And I'm enjoying that, and I'm trying to make it more of my weekly routine. So I encourage you guys to do the same. And if you do and you have a good one, let us know.
I love it. I think that's good too, because I feel like that's a category we don't always, like, spotlight in general. And then it's wonderful to see, like, inclusion really being, like, a part of that. So that's a rec you guys should really check out.
Yeah.
I think that's all I have. Is that all you have?
It is.
I think that's a healthy list as well.
Yeah, I know. I probably could go on, but
we'll cut it for now.
Since you just have us this month, maybe.
Well, you're about to get more of us because today we have a very special BYOP, Bring Your Own Podcast. For those of y'all who are new and need to get with the program, essentially one of us brings a podcast that we have just done a deep dive into and love. And for the other person, it's a surprise. So I have no idea what Lainey has brought to me today, but I am very excited to hear. So Lainey, what is your BYOP?
Well, Alex, we know that we both love podcasts. And yes. I think you would probably agree with me when you say that you use podcasts to understand the world around you more.
Correct.
Okay. And I think also it goes the other way when it's like anything in pop culture or, I mean, take Amanda Gorman, for example. I just said this. Like anything I really want to know about, I go to podcasts first. Where I'm like, what's the dish? Like, what do I need
what's
to know?
What's the tea?
And so I don't know exactly how I found this. So I don't want to lie. But I think probably the way I found this was, and I told Alex this offline, I had been starting Doctor Who.
You know. Oh, okay. Yes, yes.
So I was like, I'd never have seen it. And I feel like it's something I should at least know about because I love pop culture and
You love good TV.
Well, that too. But I consume a lot of media. And so it's like, mm-hmm. I feel like I should know the references and see. And I quickly found that it was so fun. And it's like, I don't even know. It's like Buffy and had a baby with something else whimsical. I don't know. But it's like really, really fun. Oh, like Twilight Zone and Buffy. That's a good example. Mm. So like very fun. And so I started with the original, like the new series coming back in the early 2000s with Billy Piper starting in that season. And then, you know, kind of went to David Tennant and I just got to Matt Smith. So I'm watching them a little at a time. There's a lot of content. They're long. Yeah. And there's like, even if you count the like ones from a long time ago, like the 60s, like there's like 40 years of content.
You're a trooper.
I didn't go back that far. I went to the new reiteration. But because I was watching that, I don't remember exactly how I found it, but I kind of wanted to know more about Billie Piper. I didn't know she apparently was some superstar, some like musical star in the UK. And I don't know that. I've never heard of her. Hmm. I kind of think she was in that like Hillary Duff, Mandy Moore kind of phase. I'm not sure.
I'm learning so much already.
Yeah. And so she was on the first season and that was really her first foray into acting, pretty much like a big name acting. People knew her from her music career. And I think that kind of gave them credit to be like, Billie Piper's in this, like what? But no one saw her on TV. And now she's this huge TV movie star. And so I went to type her name in and guess what comes up? This is my podcast. I know I'm in the long lead time. I do it every time. Sorry.
You do it every time. You're just, the suspense is building. I love it.
But I came across David Tennant does a podcast with, that's the name of the podcast.
Oh, I have not heard of this.
Of course we know David Tennant from Doctor Who, but many other things. He's in all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I mean, Good Omens, Broadchurch. He's the second Doctor Who in this new series. And so I found this and I was like, well, I didn't know he had a podcast. And I saw that he interviewed Billie Piper and that's why it came up in my feed. So I was like, well, I want to get to know more. Because honestly, I wanted to know the tea. I'm not going to lie. I was there for the tea because she left abruptly. And I'm like, why? And it was explained, but also, you know, there wasn't a bad blood between them. And I think that's kind of what I wanted to know. Like, is she mad? Like, are they mad? But it wasn't. So I learned so much about her. I didn't know anything about her formal life. But then now I'm down the rabbit hole and he interviews so many celebrities. I listened to one with Dan Levy. That was great. Yeah. And I mean, he's in Good Omens. So we also had Neil Gaiman on, who wrote Good Omens. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. There's so many. Oh, he interviewed Stacey Abrams, wow. Tina Fey. Yeah. And I haven't gone through all of them, but I'm really liking everything I listen to. They're about an hour and they've come out pretty much weekly since January 2019, but they took a break from May to August and now they're back on Tuesdays of every week since August. So it's not super, there's not a long backlist. You can pretty much catch up, I think, or kind of pick and choose. It's not like you have to listen to all of them at once. It's not serial, but It's put on by something else and No Mystery Production. It's available on Spotify and iTunes only that I can find. And then it's some things about it. It's fun. So he always starts the show by saying, "Welcome, David Tennant does a podcast with," and then the actor will be like, "Neil Gaiman," you know, like they'll say their name, and that, or well, not the actor, but the whoever, television star, TV, movie actor,
personality,
author, like whatever. And he just interviews them, and I think it's a good mix between Anna Faris and maybe Marc Maron. Where I think what I like about this one is that it's very conversational, and he kind of knows, you can just tell, even if he doesn't know them well, he, it's like he's known them his whole life. He just like jumps in. Everybody loves David Tennant, but he, I think it also helps that he sounds like a really nice guy.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like make any, it doesn't seem like it's overwritten, you know, like he has certain points. It doesn't seem that way. I don't know if it is. I think with like Anna Faris's, you know, it's great, but she has a lot of bits and like phone calls and kind of have to stay on the schedule. And then with Marc Maron, it's like the opposite. It's just literally like whatever comes to mind. And they like start from childhood up until they're big. And I think this is the good medium where it's only like an hour and you kind of just jump in and they just talk about whatever. Like he was asking Dan Levy, like, why did you decide to do this? Like, were you always going to be in TV or follow in your dad's footsteps? And then he asked him about like how he grew up and like what the success of the show has been. And I just feel like it's very conversational, but I don't feel like I walk away knowing every single thing about their life, which is great in some contexts and I want to know, but others it's like, it's kind of nice just to feel like I walked in on a weird dinner party and didn't leave. I just stayed there. And so I find that really fun about it.
I was going to say, I always think about Armchair Expert when I think about like a kind of conversational where it has a feeling of like the host knows the people they bring on, even if they don't know them, but just like that comfort. And like you said, like you're listening in on a combo. So is that like another like kind of like, is it in that world or is it a little bit?
Probably. Yeah. I honestly don't know that I've ever listened to an Armchair Expert all the way through. And I like Dax Shepard, so I'm surprised that I haven't, but, he's just not in my rotation, and it's hard to put new ones in when you're I'm listening to so many already. And I really like him. So maybe you're right, Alex. I should listen to him more. But yeah, I think probably. I think that's probably, like I said, it's not, and that's good. Like you don't want the same thing, obviously. Mm-hmm. But also I think what's important about his is that you also feel like you are listening to someone who understands that personality in that world, where Marc Maron, like he's a comedian, he's in a show, but David Tennant like is a movie star, is a TV star, he's in things a lot, and so you feel like he knows that lingo and that talk, where he's like, well, I can imagine you probably saw this and felt this way, and I'm like, I don't think I would know to ask that, like that's not something, a world I would know anything about. And so I feel like there's like this insider baseball feeling too, where you're like, he just gets it. And he knows, like he was asking Billy Piper a lot about like working at a young age. And he's like, well, you know, when I experienced this, that must've been hard when you didn't know right from wrong, you know, or like you had all this money at a young age, but like no one to tell you to spend it. And like all these things that I appreciate that I don't know you would get from anyone else just interviewing them, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Interesting. And such a range of guests too that you like mentioned. So that's interesting. I feel like I also don't always see that on like some of the other talk shows, you know, like it tends to be like, maybe it's like just actors. That's so cool. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So it's something that's brought me some joy lately. So that's that.
I like it. No, this is good. I mean, I love, like I said, I love Armchair Expert. I actually like Marc Maron too. So I would try this out. But you said I don't need to watch the show to listen to this, right?
Like, oh, no,
completely,
no, no.
Completely different.
The only thread was that I was looking for more information about Billy Piper. I didn't know who that was. And then I was like, well, who better to ask than the person that was on the show with her? And so that's how I found out about it. But it has nothing to do with any of his work. You know, it's just like the description says David Tennant, star of Doctor Who, Good Omens, and Broadchurch, gets talking with the biggest names from TV, movies, comedy, and elsewhere, featuring superstar names like Olivia Colman, James Corden, and Whoopi Goldberg. A Something Else, a No Mystery production, and then they have like merch is the next line. But every time they interview the guests, they'll like have, they have like a little artwork with the guest. And I don't know if that's Spotify specific or not, but each, you know, each guest gets their little card.
Oh, cute. His
and so hair. Yeah, it has nothing to do with the show, so don't let that scare you. You don't have to know anything. You don't even have to know anything about David Tennant, but I'm sure you know him from other things, you know. I'm sure.
Right.
So yeah,
I like it. Thank you, Lainey.
Cool.
It's another good conversational one to add to the rotation.
Ooh. Yeah, so that was my BYOP, and that was fun to listen to. Should we move into our bit?
I think it's time, and we have a very special surprise. Oh, Lainey, I'm so excited. Tell them what we have.
I told you guys that we would have a little Easter egg of something from the past. So as you know, we started out as a three-person operation, and we miss our third leg of our stool.
Our third musketeer.
That's a better analogy than third leg of the stool.
No, I like that too.
I mean it with love. Lots of support there. But our third-person musketeer in our trio was Lucy Scott. And Lucy, you know, moved on to grad school and had to take a break. I mean, I'm still trying really hard to get her back. But she had lots of great things to go do. And we wanted to bring back a bit, which we've done before, called Podcast Pop Quiz. And we take a word from someone and we find all of the different, you know, caveats of that word, whatever meaning, whatever homonym we need. And we find podcasts that go around it to show you how much stuff there is in the podcast world. So we thought we would ask Lucy for our word this time. So here's our audio from Ms. Lucy Scott.
Oh, hey, Lainey and Alex. This is Lucy Scott bringing you the next podcast pop quiz word. And the word is games. I can't wait to hear what y'all come up with. I hope everyone's staying safe and taking care of yourselves. Thanks, Pod Pals.
She's so cute.
I know.
Miss her.
I know. She was so happy to do it. And I'm glad she did. Me too. Yeah, so that's fun. Games. Mm-hmm. So we have our word and we went to go look for things. And I found like a lot.
Oh, wow. I found a lot of, well, okay. So I found like three. Like I narrowed it to three. Okay. But I found I'm proud of like the way I interpreted one of them.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
I'm trying to think how to start. I can start with one. Maybe I'll start with one that might be like the most obvious.
Okay.
In one sense. So, and also just like,
and you're mad at me for leading in, Alex. Just go.
So it's this podcast and basically here's what it's about. Okay, I'm gonna get to it. It's called Hear Her Sports.
Okay.
And so I was looking at like games, like sports games.
Oh, nice. And Super Bowl's coming. So
that's coming because I would remember that.
Okay.
Hear Her Sports. It's a podcast where female athletes share stories of breaking barriers, speaking up, and living with power and confidence in today's changing world. And it's hosted by Elizabeth Emery, who was a former professional athlete. So I just picked this one because obviously games, but I think it's a really great show that really spotlights women in the field. And actually we're gonna have a guest pod post. Did I say that right? Yes, on our blog from them too. So definitely go check it out. It's bi-weekly. Each episode is interviewing a female athlete about their experience and it's like an hour long. So another good kind of interview, fun conversational one.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's keep in the theme of like sports and playing games. Okay. I thought of video games.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I found one called Game Scoop by IGN. And IGN.com, they shoot a week's worth of gaming news straight into your ear. So it's all about like different gamers and gaming things that go way over my head. But if you're into that, they tell you the top news and they can kind of tell you what's going on in that world. And there's a lot of streamers and stuff. So yeah.
I'm sure there's a big following for that too.
Yeah. Like one episode, one of the recent ones says like Resident Evil Village, Hitman 3, video game 20 questions. One's about, let's see, Omega Cops. I don't know this world. They have like Game of the Year nominees that they talk about. And yeah, it's all in that world. You're going to love it.
Nice. Oh, that is a deep dive. That is, yeah, that's outside my pay grade. Is that what they say?
Also, I heard that skinny jeans are being canceled.
We should have a whole episode devoted to that because I'm upset.
Also,
what am I supposed to wear? Excuse you.
The hill I'm dying on is the laughy cry emoji because you know what? Step up.
I don't want to talk about it. Also, middle parts.
I will not.
They're back. They're middle parts. They only wear middle parts.
No.
Like I said, we'll have to have
my TED talk.
We'll have to have an episode on this.
It's just going to be three slides, and I'm going to say no, 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 and that's my TED talk. That's it.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Okay. What you got?
All right. So my next one. So if we're still in the realm of like playing games, then I found this podcast called Shut Up and Sit Down, and it's all about board games. I know. This podcast has a huge following though. Like they have a very dedicated following. They get like really good like feedback on their like tweets and like their posts and stuff. So many good reviews. I'd never heard of it, but now I'm like, there are so many board games in the world. It's all about board games, card games, mind games. They review board games. They have the podcast, but they also have a YouTube channel. They have like this really robust website. There's over 120 episodes. They have a very jazzy theme song that I dare say rivals ours. I was like, whoa, wait a second. Like, is this a competition? They're British, so I guess they win. And yeah, it's really interesting to see like how many different board games are out there. There were some I've never heard of, never seen, but it's a really cool podcast. Just a bunch of guys hanging out together talking about games.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so games. Thinking games, we're thinking trivia.
Ooh,
you're playing a trivia game.
Okay.
And I looked up trivia and I saw one that just sang to my heart, and it's called Killer Knowledge, and it's a true crime game show.
Oh boy.
You can have that. And I was like, follow immediately. It says, sure, you're a fan of true crime, but are you ready to put your skills to the test and be crowned an undisputed expert? Then try your hand at Parcast's daily trivia podcast, Killer Knowledge. Faster and geared toward podcast listeners more than ever. And there are no, because Parcast has so much true crime podcast. There are no longer any contestants because you're the contestant. So every day you'll have the chance to answer 5 trivia questions about the new crime. And with 6 seconds to make your guess, play against friends, family, and fellow true crime fans to see who knows who's the best about history's most shocking crimes. What I think is interesting about this is we've talked about this before, the move to group listening and group participation in podcasts. So I think this is an interesting one to put in that realm. And they're very quick, like a minute or 6 minutes at the most, okay. I think. So subscribed.
Interesting. Yeah, that's very for you. But you let me know how it goes.
Well, I will be just loading you down with facts, don't you?
Oh boy. Okay, so it's really funny you mentioned that because my last one is actually from Parcast as well. But we're talking about games. This one I had like a fun spin, so it's more like gaming a system. Dun, 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 dun. So this podcast is called Con Artist.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah. So I mean, it's kind of more in your world, but like I might be able to handle it just looking at like some of the episodes. It's a show about some of the most notorious con artists and how far they will go to gain money, power, and respect. There are new episodes every Wednesday, so it's like pretty regular. It started in September 2 years ago. And they have a bunch of different like topics. They have episodes from a man who started a multi-level marketing company that went down, and a bunch of controversies around like their toxic products and questionable business practices. So like those types of kind of con artists and schemes. They also have an episode about two preteen girls in the 1800s who tricked their parents and a whole town into believing their house was haunted. So like there's a range of stuff. But yeah, I think it's a good way to look at like a different type of gaming, if you will. Yeah.
Playing the game.
Dun, dun, dun. Speaking
of con artists, I watched Catch Me If You Can this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever day this is. I don't even know anymore. And I watched it and I just have so many thoughts considering I saw it in theaters like a long time ago when it came out.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this makes me angry now. And I'm all here for a good con, but anyway, that's another TED Talk altogether. But we love little baby Leo, so we're here for
that. We do.
But love a good con artist. Find it so fascinating. I'm like, I don't love con artists, but
yes, but you find them
fascinating.
Lainey, you got something to tell me?
I'm not even Lainey.
Oh my god.
So my last one, and I feel like we could have gone for a while because have a lot of interest. It's a good word, Lucy.
Oh yeah,
it's a good word. But I thought of game, and you know, being my true Southern self. Game as in hunting game.
I knew it. I was like, wild game.
Yeah. Ooh. So I found, and I literally did a Google search because I know nothing about hunting very, you know, that's not my thing usually. So
I've never seen any podcasts about it either. So I personally haven't.
Right. So I was like, hunting podcast, because I think like that is such the special thing with podcasts. Like anything you want to know, it is like a free education in your pocket. Like you can really find out anything. And so I looked it up and it was like listed on like top 10 or 20 podcasts about hunting. I didn't even know there was one. So to have all those is crazy. And I found out one called, Wired to Hunt podcast. And it's from Meat Eater, which makes sense.
It does.
And and it says the Wired to Hunt podcast is the most highly rated and listened to deer hunting focused podcast in North America. Millions of episodes downloaded and enjoyed by hunters every year. Hosted by nationally published outdoor writer and QDMA communicator of the year, Mark Kenyon. Each episode focuses on sharing deer hunting news, strategies, and stories straight from guys who live the deer hunting lifestyle every day. Expert whitetail hunting guests, and then it lists them. So if you're like into white tail, so deer hunting specifically, it's perfect for you. And I just thought that was like such a niche thing, but honestly, you know how deer hunting is boring. And so you set and you can download these and learn so much while you're waiting for your deer.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow. Well, we have a range here. Like this is so many different topics.
I know.
I love this bit. I miss it. I miss her bit sometimes.
I know. So I'm glad we brought it back. Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Thank you, Lucy.
Thank you.
Such a good word. Such a good one.
Okay.
And so next will be Black History Month, right?
Yeah. Counterculture.
Cool, cool, cool. Well, that was fun. We brought back something from the past. And now we're going to look towards the future. So we have our fun bit, Calendar Corner, which we love, love, love to offer to you guys because there are so many holidays out there. But before we dig into all the different kind of wacky fun holidays, I of course want to acknowledge that February is Black History Month. Obviously, I think we should celebrate Black folks every day of every year. But I think it's really great, you know, to also look at like podcasts this month, creators, just uplift these different Black voices. I just have a bunch of people that I listen to and I wanted to shout out a few on the show. And then I'm going to have a fuller blog post for you guys that breaks it out into some different categories, maybe categories you don't always see or don't always listen to. You can find some great Black creators there. But the ones that I have in my rotation, like all the time, as I mentioned at the top of the show, The Daily Shine, I'm really into this meditation and mental health podcast. It's two women of color, one who identifies as Black, and it's just wonderful. It's a little bit of meditation you can add to your day that's super short. I also recommend Scam Goddess, which I always shout out because it's like the only true crime podcast that I can.
All about the cons today, Alex.
I know, cons. Right? Maybe I have a secret. But Scam Goddess is a lot of fun and it has really great kind of guests on it. So humorous.
I just highly realized recommend. That they're doing cons, but they're pros at it. My mind is just blown, Alex. Is that why they're okay? Never mind. No, it's confidence. That's it's called. It's so... like confidence person. That's why it's called a calm person.
I guess, but I want to like keep that in the podcast. That's so good. Don't cut that.
I'm sorry. It's a very serious part of the bit, but I just thought of that. Okay,
Lacey is a pro on cons. Is that what? Oh my god. Okay, I'm gonna shut up now.
Moving you can on. Use that for free in your merch. I'm a pro on cons.
You're welcome.
Okay,
all right. Daily Shine, Scam Goddess, both are great. A few others, still processing, always love it, always listen. Like whatever week they put out something new, really great for culture in general, whether it's like arts, movies, music. The Read, which I always listen to as well, every week when they put out an episode, it's really humorous, really funny, and once again really great for pop culture. Long episodes, but like totally worth the listen. And then United States of Anxiety, which I mentioned before, like a few months ago maybe, but it's so good. They're really great for history and understanding like America, understanding our country. In particular, they actually released an episode about the complicated relationship with the annual celebration of Black History Month, from like joy to frustration, essentially what I was mentioning, you know, where it shouldn't be relegated to one month, but also just really like using this month and like these days and uplifting voices during that time, but just examining it from both sides, or all the sides really. So those are a few that I love. Like I said, I'll put them on the blog and I'll share some more there too, so you guys can really dig in.
Yeah, we'll have a whole list on the blog of other ones, you know, like our usual faves. We've got the Code Switches, we've got the Point Noir, like all of the things we love that'll be in the longer post, but just know it's at the first and forefront of our minds. But there's so much to delve into. We would be here all day if we told you all the great things we loved. Thanks, Alex.
Of course. Always happy to share what I'm listening to. And for our calendar corner, we have a bunch of fun and funky holidays to share with y'all. So I can kick it off. February 2nd is Groundhog Day. And there's this really good episode from this podcast called This Movie Changed Me. And the episode's called Groundhog Day, Naomi Alderman. It came out in 2019. So it's a little bit older, from September. But I really loved it. One, because Naomi Alderman is an author. And I think she's a creative writer professor too. But she's the author of a really great feminist book called The Power. And also the mind behind The Walk podcast that we covered before. The really immersive podcast where it feels like you're in the show. She's fantastic. And so in this episode of This Movie Changed Me, she spoke about how much the movie Groundhog Day actually means to her and how it's helped her when she's been stuck in a rut, which I think is really helpful as we're all going through the pandemic. I've talked to a lot of friends about how every day feels the same. And I think that's just a good episode to listen to if you're feeling a little bit stuck yourself. Also, February 3rd is National Women's Physician Day, and I found a podcast aptly titled Empowering Women Physicians, and this is a good show that has episodes from 2018 to 2020. I think they might be like on a pause for now, but it's a podcast that encourages women physicians to reflect on the wise words of the Hippocratic Oath and consider what more they could be doing to maintain the utmost respect for their own human life and its quality, which I really like because physicians have such a big job taking care of other people, and then particularly women, and just a lot of like gender roles that exist in our society about like, you know, being givers and caretakers, but it is important to take care of yourself too. And it's great that there's a day for national or a day for women physicians. And so I love this podcast that celebrates that too.
Oh, Alex, that's really sweet.
Oh, also shout out to my physician friends, Hayman Maletta and soon to be Dr. Kaylin Gonzalez.
Okay, so those are great. February 5th is National Weather Person's Day, and we have a podcast called Weather Insider by AccuWeather, and this is AccuWeather's meteorologist, Bernie Reno, explains weather terms, shares the top-breaking weather events, and analyzes it all in less than 15 minutes. So I think that's fun. And also, meteorologists, like, really are interesting to me because it's like not, it's like come so far in such a short time, like mm-hmm. the science, but also it's so hard to be really specific. And yeah. I think you get a lot of bad rep, but like it's really hard.
But imagine if I didn't have them. Like if I didn't watch the weather person every day, no.
Yeah. And it's like we've come so far since when it started. And yeah, they're interesting careers. And I think we should learn more and know more about the weather so you can be more informed when you watch the weather every day.
I love it.
So February 13th is
Galentine's Day. So obviously we have to lead with like the best Galentine's podcast, which is Do You Even Podcast, because we are best gal friends right here.
You can't see me, but I'm dusting the hair off my shoulder.
Oh, she is. Oh, she is. So obviously got a shout out, Do You Even Podcast, but there are a few others too. The B-sides, which we've talked about before, I think they actually posted on our blog. They had a really great piece. But they're progressive friends who love pop music. Mm-hmm. And I love the way they also like often destigmatize pop music and really break it down. But it's just great to also hear these friends chatting about something they love. And then another really great one is Deadline City. And it's two author friends, Danielle Clayton and Zoraida Cordova, who are New York City based authors and really good friends too. It's really their chemistry and their banter that works for me. They talk about like their writing processes and their journeys, editing, reading reviews, good or bad, and like everything in between. And then Zoraida, I've had the pleasure of working with as an editor, and she's lovely. So it's great to hear her and Danielle chatting.
Oh, sweet. All about friends and celebrating mm-hmm. friendships.
The best.
Let's see. So February 14th, you might have heard of it. It was Valentine's Day.
What?
And it's all about love.
Ew.
So what better way to celebrate love than to talk about romance books?
I love it.
Yes. So February is the perfect month to listen to Fated Mates, which is it's a romance novel podcast co-hosted by Sarah McLean and Ijen Prokop. And they do weekly episodes and they talk about romance novels. They sometimes like do romance novel read-alongs or discuss the work or the genre. They highlight different novels. And they also talk a lot about like what romance novels do for society and understanding yourselves. And as it says, a powerful tool in fighting the patriarchy with absolutely no kink shaming.
Yay.
And I've had, again, well, we're just following one after. I've had the honor to work with Sarah McLean before through work, and they all know their stuff, and she's a wonderful romance author. And Jen Prokop is a critic. So it's a fun podcast to listen to. So
I love all this book love. This is making me so happy.
So Fated Mates, a romance novel podcast.
Nice. Oh, and then I have one for Valentine's Day as well. Seeing Other People, which was formerly Dating Sucks. It's from Hinge, I believe. And it's Alana Dunn and Jonah Feingold. They actually met on a dating app after a few dates. they broke up essentially, and then they created a podcast together. And what's really funny is that Dating Sucks like went on for a few episodes. I guess they said they took a break and then they did get back together, and now it's called Seeing Other People. So they're here, they're still dishing it out on dating tropes and relationship woes. So definitely give it a listen.
So wait, they're together now?
Oh, as for the show.
Oh, so not romantically?
No. Oh, like they're just together. Right. They took a break for the show. Like they broke up. They went on a pause, a hiatus, essentially.
I was like, wait, what's the tea?
I wish there was more.
Oh, it's really funny. Okay, let's see. February 15th is Susan B. Anthony Day. And okay, so we fully acknowledge, especially with it being Black History Month, but Women's History Month next month, so get ready for some good recommendations then. But Black History Month, we fully acknowledge that there's a little bit of, I guess,
complex history.
Whatever that word for is, complex history, that's good. For Susan B. Anthony, although she did great things for women and suffragettes. We wanted to acknowledge that. And I found this podcast that I think is a good mix for learning about her and all the great things she did, but also maybe hearing about that controversy that, you might not, I don't know the ins and outs, so I'm really interested in this one. And it's called The Agitators, The Story of Susan B. Anthony and Frederick Douglass, which came out, it's from PRX. And so it's the, I think I'm just going to read a little bit of it because I think that gives a perfect intro. The Agitators tells the enduring but tempestuous friendship of Susan B. Anthony and Frederick Douglass. Great allies? Yes. At times, great adversaries. Young abolitionists, when they met in Rochester, New York in the 1840s, they were full of hope and common purpose. And as they grew to become the cultural icons we know today, their movements collided and their friendship was severely tested. So you follow these brilliant, flawed, and rebellious activists with host Ashley C. Ford, and their message still matters today. So it's a 6-part podcast, and it's based on the play The Agitators. So, you know, it's got other things underneath it, but I think that that's a great meeting of both thoughts, you know, like it's a thoughtful way to put history in context.
Well, that sounds really cool. And I didn't realize that it's hosted by Ashley C. Ford, who I love as an author. Really excited for her book to come out. So I'm definitely going to listen.
Yeah. So February 18th is National Drink Wine Day. And of course, we have to have a podcast for that because we love to drink wine. And there's one called Wine for Normal People. And it's a podcast about people who like wine, but not the snobbery that goes with it, which is mine, because give me a 12 bottle of wine and I'm happy.
Love it. Love it. Oh my goodness. Well, February 24th is also a very important day, National Tortilla Chip Day. Oh. So come on, guys. There's a podcast called Spilled Milk, which it's really humorous. I really like it. It has a huge following too. Although I had never heard of it. And they just cover food. It's a comedy show all about food with these two hosts, Matthew and Molly. They take suggestions, I'm pretty sure, from like listeners about which food to focus on. And they talk about it. You learn things from it. But their episode 463 is tortilla chips. So super cute. And definitely listen to that on National Tortilla Chip Day.
Oh, I will be. Don't you worry. February 27th is National Retro Day. And when I heard that, I automatically was like, okay, there's got to be a podcast for the music group Postmodern Jukebox, which I love. They redo old new songs and make them sound like old songs. And I was like, there's got to be some podcast for them because everyone loves a good retro throwback. And there's one called The Postmodern Jukebox Formula with Scott Bradley, who was the creator of Postmodern Jukebox. And so he explores questions like, how does a Justin Bieber hit relate to a 20s jazz standard? What does Bessie Smith blues have to do with Old Town Road? And so he goes through these to talk about like the formula and how you would transform them into this this older sounding song, but also breaks down classic records through the decades that inspires his transformation. So
sounds so cool. That sounds really interesting.
Yeah. And take a listen to Postmodern Jukebox. Their videos are really fun too.
Yeah, I like those.
Sometimes I listen to it in the background when I'm like working as like, because you like know the song, but mm-hmm. it's a little bit of different beat. So, well, not a little bit, it's a big different beat. So it's kind of like having a cover where you just, you know, it's good working music. That's all for Calendar Corner.
Oh wow, look at us, that was good. We had definitely a mix of holidays in there too. We had some that I heard of and some I had not until, you know, we looked these up.
Yeah.
Well, thanks guys, I hope you had a lot of recs. Like we said, we had so many recs in this episode from our bit to our calendar corner, Black History Month. There's plenty to listen to. Let us know what you're listening to. If you have any recs for Black History Month that you're absolutely loving, definitely like tweet us or like send them over to us. We want to hear from you guys always.
Yeah. We have all month to listen for until our next episode, and we gave you lots to dive into. So, oh, and one thing I wanted to say, because I don't know that we went over it last month, we've been doing guest posts on our blog as a way to enter into the new year, and go check that out. We've had some really cool ones up just telling us about their pod and if they've changed during COVID, and it's been fun to hear from the creators. So go check that out. I mean, we can't cover every podcast out in the world because there's an infinite amount, so it's nice to be able to host some of them on the blog. I think with that we'll just end our episode, but know that we appreciate any any comments you have, so send them our way. It's always helpful to review the pod. We have merch. All of that's on our website, including how to contact us or read those blog posts. Also, our show notes are always there, so you don't have to make a TBL list. You can just go find them there. And actually, that started because you should always have show notes, but also my friend was like, I don't know, you give me so many recommendations. I'm like, well, don't worry, we have a cheat sheet. And I think we want to thank our musicians for our fun music.
Yes.
Rob Right Hand, Derek Kirch, and Greg Kaplan. And I guess that's it. Happy early Galentine's Day, Alex.
Oh, happy early Galentine's Day. It means so much. Enjoy February, y'all. Listen up.
Yes, lots of things.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.